I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever spent any time with little children? Just little kids, especially children who are between the ages of between 2 and 4, 2 and 6. You know, that precious time when children are just a great joy. The whole world is a wonder. You know, every time I see little Ozzy, I just always imagine that she's that young. I know she's older than that, but I just always want to treat her like she's in that age category, maybe 9 at the tops, because she's so precious. One thing about these children that you see them is that the whole world is a wonder to them. The whole world has little mysteries in it. Each and every turn around the corner has a new sort of world that opens up to them. They see the most amazing things in a little stick that they can pick up, which can become either a scepter, can become a sword in the hands of a young man. Every little thing has meaning. Meaning which you and I can't see. And that's what our Lord is pointing out here. You see, in Isaiah here, what he's talking about, he's saying, the roots shall blossom upon this stump. If you look at it, something different is inside it. If you pay attention to these little things, there you can see the Son of Man coming. There you can see that mystery is being revealed. It is in these little things that we pass by, simple things that we don't pay attention to as adults, that reveal the coming of the Son of God, reveal God's very presence. That's what he's saying here. Jesus is saying this in a reading which we almost always have on First Fridays from Matthew chapter 10. Also, we do it on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we do it on the Feast of St. Francis, who is our patron here in the Archdiocese of Santa Fe. Because it's these little things that remind us where God is at, what he's doing, and he wants us to be the same. He wants our eyes to be able to see him. And so during this Advent season, that's what our Lord is really asking of us. He's saying, be like little children. You've been around for a long time. Learn from them. Let your eyes be open so you can see the little crevices of your world, which I actually inhabit, that over the years you've become hardened toward. I want you to see me. I reveal myself in little ways. So today, as we leave Mass, let us try to have that childlike wonder at the world that is around us, that at each and every turn, God really does want to break into our world. He doesn't just do that for children who like to play make-believe. But what he really wants is to make us believe that he's actually there. Our Lord says this to us today. He said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desire to see what you see, but they did not see it. To hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. In a second, we're going to see Jesus come down at Mass. In a second, we're going to hear, this is my body. This is my blood. Christ wants to make you believe. In the name of the Father, of the Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.